Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I've asked you, how's life? You've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Muscovites. He's the president of TMG eMedia. TMG-eMedia.com is the website. He's a cybersecurity expert extraordinaire, one of the world's best. He's the author of a new book called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Chris, I got a couple of questions for you. This segment I want to ask. Folks, we're talking about some of the crime, some of the threats for 2019 that Chris is seeing. One of them is blockchain hacking. And I thought blockchain was immutable. But the truth is, if there's a human being involved, it's probably hackable, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's what everybody keeps talking about, these magic technologies, that these new technologies like quantum computers and blockchain technology and all of these kinds of stuff are not going to be hackable. It's like, look, if a man created it, a man can undo it. So, yeah, blockchain is proving quite hackable, and blockchain hacks will increase.
Are they going to be able to hack
technologies?
So blockchain has been proposed as at once the in the need for trust, but also it to be the immutable trust technology. And so if that's the case, is a blockchain actually penetratable? If I do everything I'm supposed to do, I develop blockchain right, and I control my password, I know what my key is, nobody else has it. If I do everything right, is that blockchain still hackable?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Part of the issue is that blockchain is a network of trusted computers, a trusted ledger.
Right.
So if there's ways to compromise that ledger, then all the computers are going to trust false information. So it is hackable. We have to be careful.
Tell us, Chris, why, after all this conversation and all the things that we all know are on our own, tell us why we shouldn't unplug and climb up into the Sierra Nevadas and hole up in a log cabin with a truckload of spam and coconut water and go off the grid. Tell us why we shouldn't do that.
I like my life in technology. I like my life with all the modern comforts, and I really have hope that as we evolve and understand the technologies better, we're going to be able to use them and deploy them wiser. I think it's about wisdom. I don't think that the technology itself is about threat. It's about wisdom in the use of technology. And right now, greed has been driving our decisions.
Yep.
and ignorance. And if things are being driven by greed and ignorance, things go south. Technology is just another tool. We discovered tools when we were in the caves, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. and we build a beautiful world. I think that we need to step up our wisdom learning so that we can use this world and leave it to our children and grandchildren.
One of the things, that's really well said, Chris. One of the things that I have spent a lot of time thinking about is the fact that we have spent 10,000 years living a life of analog, including our ethics. And now here we are, hell-bent for light speed into the digital age, and we haven't figured out how to make sure that our ethics is traveling on all the digital leverage that we can create. And I think until we get that figured out, we're going to continue to have this kind of anxiety. What do you think?
I think that you're absolutely right. And it's a question of values, right? If we don't value education and discourse and debate right up there with like making crazy amounts of money, mm-hmm. and stomping on everybody else to get on top, Those two things are polar opposites. In order for us to develop an ethical discourse, in order for us to say, well, wait a minute, we don't want to do that because that's not the right thing to do, unless we start valuing that more than, forget that. It's all about money. What have you done for me lately? I don't care about this guy. I'm just going to step all over him to make the extra buck. So it's a question of values.
The statement that I've been trying to get people to use and to think about and to become devoted to is this. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. Last thoughts.
That's exactly right. That's just because I can doesn't mean that I should. And in the case of technology, this is something that we really need to take to heart and make absolutely sure that we do the right thing all the time.
The book is called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business by Chris Muscovites. TMG-eMedia.com is the website. Hey, Chris, well done today. Come back soon.
I will do that, and congratulations on 3 decades on air. This year is our 30th anniversary, so I'll raise a glass to you.
There you go. Thanks, Chris. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.